Next is a progress note on Joanne Perigo, P-E-R-I-G-O, Joanne, J-O-A-N-N. Place was Argentine Care Center, date May 31st, 2023. New paragraph, Mrs. Perigo was seen regarding dementia, comma, COPD, comma, hypertension, coronary artery disease, etc. New paragraph history. Mrs. Perigo can get agitated and loud at times, period. She was quiet when seen today, but she had been sleeping, period. There's no evidence of pain or dyspnea, period. A urinalysis was positive, and they're waiting for a urine culture to assess for infection. New paragraph. She was not short of breath, and her COPD appeared stable, period. Her hypertension appeared controlled at the present time, period. All recent readings are normal or on the low side, period. No pain was elicited. No dyspnea was evident, period. No seizures. No GI complaints.
Hey, Dr.
No, I'm Schumacher.
Okay.
New paragraph. Examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. She's adequately nourished, period. She was quiet, but gets frequently agitated. Temperature 98.3, pulse 59, respiratory rate 17, blood pressure 106 over 59, O2 saturation 94%. Head and neck exam isn't remarkable. Lungs are clear to auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal heart sounds, no gallop. No edema. Abdomen is non-tender. Neurologic, she's not oriented and could not really cooperate for detailed testing, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Perigo has history of dementia, which is severe, period. At this point in time, she would not benefit from a cholinesterase inhibitor, period. Two, she has COPD, which is currently stable, and she's not short of breath, period. Oh, wait a minute. Cancel the COPD. Just say, two, she has diabetes mellitus, which has been controlled with Lantus, 8 units at bedtime, period. Three, she has hypothyroidism, stable with levothyroxine, 125 micrograms daily, period. Four, she has a pacemaker in place and a history of sixth sinus syndrome and a history of atrial fibrillation, period. Heart rate is controlled, and she's on the metoprolol extended release, 50 milligrams daily, plus Eliquis, 5 milligrams twice a day. Five, she has a tendency to hypotension, and thus is on Mitodrin, 5 milligrams 3 times a day, period. Six, we are ruling out a urinary tract infection, and the culture is pending. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Mm-hmm.